Obviously, I was away the last 2 weeks in Mexico, and neither my boyfriend or I speak Spanish. So we struggled a good bit on the trip with language. A lot of places kind of did speak English in parts, but then like some of the more kind of rurally parts and stuff didn't have much English. So there's plenty of Google Translate happening. But I want to tell you about one occasion in particular that had some bad consequences when we didn't know the language. So we were having a day in the city, and we went into this restaurant to get like a couple of drinks and a nibble just as we were going around. And so we ordered the guacamole and tortilla chips.
Lovely.
A perfectly safe choice, I would say.
Very nice.
And just after we ordered it, as the waiter walked away, he turned back. And he said something in Spanish that went like blah, 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 Saltamontes.
I thought you didn't speak Spanish.
And we said, sí. Because this generally worked out for us on the trip thus far.
Risky business.
We had no idea what he said. The guacamole and chips arrived, and it quickly became clear what the word Saltamontes meant. Deep fried grasshoppers.
Oh my God.
All over the guacamole.
No.
Sorry.
It was like something out of I'm a Celebrity. Honest to God.
That's awful.
Brown, dark grasshoppers. Huge. Like literally, I'd say 50 of them.
The poor little lads.
Draping the top of the guacamole. Okay. This is like a Mexican delicacy.
You're also a vegetarian. How do you feel about insects?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, another factor. Okay.
You're both vegetarians.
Both vegetarians. Now we were pretty much pescatarians on the trip, and we said if we eat fish, where do we stand on insects? Well, yeah. I said I don't want to eat an insect, not because I'm a vegetarian, because that looks gross. Alex kind of did a couple, and as we kind of trekked through the guacamole, we realised it wasn't just on top, it was all throughout, and not just full bodies, but so many legs.
Oh, God.
Legs all through the guac, right?
Oh my God.
But we were so like, we were just so awkward that we didn't want to be like, oh, we don't want the grasshoppers,
because
we
not
had
like
agreed.
You.
I know.
That's like him.
When I'm abroad, I'm a bit more awkward when I don't know the language, you know yourself. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got through as much of the guac as we could, and we basically left a pile of grasshoppers mashed in with some guacamole, and we had eaten all our chips. The waiter comes over and he says, blah, 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 blah. And we said, see.
No! What's
stop
wrong
it.
With you
no,
two?
Stop it. Stop it.
And when he didn't take our plates away, we were confused. And then he came back with more chips.
Oh my.
For us to finish.
Oh my God.
The grasshopper
God.
Guacamole.
Oh, right.
Okay. Oh, Ashley.
The stress. The sweat. It was so hot. I was literally like, I was putting like tiny like dots of guac on a chip and eating it just to get through it. And then eventually we were literally like, finito, finito, finito.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know that Spanish. It was so funny. We ended up going to a restaurant after that, and they brought out like, they love bringing out like free random little starter courses.
Yeah.
And it was literally three grasshoppers on a leaf. We were
stop
like,
it.
No, go away.
Oh, enough
away.
With the grasshoppers.
Enough with the grasshoppers. So that was traumatizing. We definitely felt wonky after that one.
Yeah, I tell you this.
So I would love to hear from you on 087 711 1038. Get your voice notes in, and we can keep you anonymous if you want. When have you struggled with the language barrier? Maybe it was here, if you're not from here, or maybe it was when you're on holidays.
Oh my God.
Get your voice notes over if you fancy as well. 087 711 1038. Ave is standing by. Ave's girlfriend is Brazilian, right? When did you guys struggle with the language barrier at the beginning?
One of the first couple of conversations, she kept telling me about the Happening Bridge, and I was like, geez, this sounds amazing. I've never seen the Happening Bridge. And I was picturing this like disco bridge and everyone walking across it.
It's what's happening. It's what's happening.
It was, what's happening. And then eventually I was like, oh my God, it's the Halfpenny Bridge. That's not a Happening Bridge.
That's so cute.
But also, there's so many words. The word for bread is, it's P-A-U, but it's pronounced pão. But you have to say it really correctly. Otherwise, it's a really rude word. So time I'm talking to her mum, I can't mention the word bread in Portuguese.
Just in case. Can you give us
a... So I just don't eat bread. It's just like, that's not on the menu.
Damn it. Can I ask you, Aveen, give us just an idea of what the other word is.
Yeah,
the
clue. Word. Give us a clue.
It's a male part of the body down lower.
Wow.
So every time I say that. I mean, no. well. The mom's like, Jesus Christ.
No, you don't want that.
Oh, okay. It's gone.
Thanks, Amy.
No, I'm not eating bread yet. Yeah.
That's excellent. Thanks so much.
You want a garlic?
Thank you.
What?
Have a good day.
You want a garlic what? You want the cheesy what? Yeah.
Stop. Good luck, Amy.
Bye. Yeah, there's no cheesy pal.
So we want to know when you have struggled with a language barrier and what's gone wrong.
I'm thinking back about this story. It's so embarrassing. Like, it's just cringe, I think. But like, I made friends in Italy before, and like, we were like, it was back when Facebook was a big thing, and like, yeah, starting to become a thing. So we made friends on Facebook, whatever. And I went home back to Ireland, and I remember posting like just crappy jokes on my Facebook, like just terrible jokes.
Yeah.
And one of the jokes that I posted was my pet rock died. Right? Just been like, oh, my pet rock died, yeah. R.I.P. They didn't know what that was. They thought it was my dog. And so they were like messaging me, be like, I'm so sorry, I hope you're okay. And I thought they were doing a bit. So I was like, I know, it's so sad. And then after about 2 days of them being like, no, seriously, if you need to talk. And I was like, okay, crap, they think it's a dog and not a rock.
Or a human.
Yeah.
087-711-103 to get in touch. This is Hunter.
Once I was in a science classroom with my friend. Like, she has, like, she's in from India, and she has really good English, but sometimes she mixes words up. Like, we were just like messing, like play fighting or something with clay, and she said, "I'm gonna kick you," and she elbowed me.
So simple. I love it.
Oh, that is so funny.
Big fan of that.
100, the delivery of that was incredible.
It was brilliant. Timing impeccable.
Carly was on. I went out with a guy from Coolock who calls dungarees. This was a language barrier. Simply couldn't get past.
That's true. We have them in our own city.
Dungarees, yeah.
And John is standing by as well. When did you struggle with the language barrier, John?
In transition year, we had a school trip to Paris. And sure, the poor locals didn't know what to make when we were always saying, bonjour, hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. What part of the country are you from, John?
I'm from Monaghan.
From Monaghan. Bonjour, hey. That's excellent.
Excellent.
I love that.
Monaghan French.
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
These are too good. Let us know. When have you struggled with the language barrier? 087-711-1038.
Je m'appelle John, hey.
Oh, God.
So funny. We're having a great laugh this morning at this, asking you to let us know when you have struggled with a language barrier. It's all because of an order of guacamole and grasshoppers that I didn't intend to make while I was in Mexico. Needless to say, I do not speak very good Spanish.
Very well English or Spanish. She doesn't speak very well English.
Oh God, I actually have PTSD from this because my little cousin constantly brings it up, even though it was years ago. So very quickly, I told you before, my family living in Spain in a tiny little village, and they moved out like 45 years ago. My granddad and granny moved out, right? So I have Spanish cousins now because my auntie moved out when she was young, blah, blah, blah. But the village is very Spanish, and you're not going to find people speaking English there at all, right? So it's good. It's good for me. But this is going back about 5 or 6 years, and I was sitting outside a pub with my cousins, and a drink was dropped to the table, and I was like, I'm just going to get a straw, right? So I walk in through the bar, really busy, loud band playing in the corner, and I'm kind of leaning over the bar trying to talk to this lad. I'm like, un paquita, por favor, is what I think I said. Okay. Which is a straw. I just gotten it from the word from the
paquita.
Girls. Paquita. So he, okay, no, don't know what you're saying, whatever. Leaning over the bar to me again. So I was like trying to make it easier for him. So I did some hand movements.
Oh no.
And if you just try and imagine this picture in your head, girl leaning over the bar, trying to use her hand from her from an imaginary glass to her mouth, repeating a word that actually didn't mean straw. Apparently, met something completely different that would imply that I'm a bit of a lady of the evenings.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I paired with the hand movement.
While continuously this guy keeps laughing at me and keeps saying, KK, I keep going, pajita, but not saying that word, something else, while vigorously moving my hand
from where
a glass would be to where a straw would meet my mouth.
Oh,
fantastic.
No.
Well, my God, I haven't been back to that bar in many, many years. I was so embarrassed.
He probably just let you stew on that for a while.
Oh, yeah, he just kept asking me to repeat it, and then I was like,
I'd say he still thinks of you.
Oh, definitely. So embarrassing.
When will she return?
that lady of the night.
Mila is standing by. Mila is from Brazil and ran into a few issues, did you, with the language barrier when you first moved across, Mila?
Oh my God. So the word, the sellotape, the brand in Brazil, it's called Durex.
Oh.
So I went to my boss and asked for Durex, because that's sellotape for me.
Your boss!
And then by the time I understood what he was trying to explain to me, and I'm trying to explain to him, I just want a simple Durex sellotape. It took ages until my penny dropped to say, understand that Durex, it's like sellotape, not Durex.
Oh my God.
Yes,
this is amazing.
New Brazilians here, I make sure they know what sellotape is, what is Durex.
Yes.
Okay, listen.
Oh my God, that should be in the welcome pack. Yeah. That is actually like so unfortunate.
That's so bad. I'd say there's...
Imagine asking for Durex to your boss.
And, oh my God!
And where are you? Are you Brazilian, is it?
Yes.
I'm Brazilian, yes.
And
yes.
I'd say there's so many Brazilian people listening right now that are going, that exact same thing that happened to me. That is so funny.
Now they know. Don't ask for Durex.
Or if you accidentally ask for Durex, say you're Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean something totally different.
Thank you, Mila.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'll give you one more.
Wait now, because I heard.
It could be construed to be a little bit bold.
Oh.
Okay, it technically doesn't really mean anything.
But, we've warned you. Okay, one more time.
Kids are going to school.
I can't get in trouble. We've played the klaxon.
Okay.
So I used to work in a restaurant in Nice, and this Polish girl worked with me, and she was absolutely brilliant at English. So much so that she was kind of getting into like slang.
Okay.
And for a period of time, she kept saying, whenever she did something wrong, "Oh my God, guys, Brian is going to eat me out." Meaning eat the head off me.
Yeah.
Or take the head off me or something, until somebody had to say, "That's not the word."
Guys, we have to keep this going on tomorrow's show. If you have any more, when did you struggle with that?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.